Austria's FM dubs PLO extremist Hanan Ashrawi the Palestinians' voice of reason. By Aaron Klein on January 3, 2019. Karin Knieseil, Austria's foreign minister, is taking heat from the country's Jewish community for hosting notorious Palestinian extremist Hanan Ashrawi and dubbing her the Palestinians' voice of reason. On New Year's Day, Knieseil took to Twitter to express her sincere pleasure in welcoming the Palestinians' voice of reason, Ashrawi, and her husband Emil, to Vienna's New Year's concert performed by the Vienna Philharmonic. "It was my sincere pleasure to welcome the Palestinians' voice of reason at Dr. Hanan Ashrawi and her husband Emil Ashrawi to Vienna for the New Year's concert performed by the Vienna Philharmonic." pic.twitter.com/addinstars. Karin Knieseil, at Karin underscore Knieseil, January 1, 2019. Ashrawi wasted no time in using her Vienna trip to smear Israel as a rogue state that enslaves Palestinians during an interview with an Austrian radio station. Ashrawi further lamented Austria's record of not always siding with the Palestinians at the United Nations. "One thing I am concerned about is Austria's voting record at the United Nations," Ashrawi told the Austrian radio interviewer. "I hope that Austria won't vote with Israel there. For us, Israel is in many respects a rogue state. It continues to violate international humanitarian law. Whoever votes for Israel votes for violations of global humanitarian rights." On his Facebook page, Oskar Deutsch, leader of Austria's Jewish community, asked, "Why does one have to give such a platform to a hater of Israel?" Hanan Ashrawi used her invitation to Vienna to once again demonize Israel. "In Israel, every person enjoys equal rights. Muslims, Christians, Jews, atheists and others have the right to elect parliamentarians, judges, and so on," Deutsch wrote. "Standing for European values would mean not to invite Israel haters such as Hanan Ashrawi to the New Year's concert." Ashrawi, a political leader of the violent First Palestinian Intifada and longtime member of the PLO Executive Committee, served as deputy to late PLO leader and arch-terrorist Yasser Arafat. She is known for espousing anti-Israel conspiracy theories and attempting to justify Palestinian resistance against the Jewish state. Ashrawi is founder of the anti-Israel activist group MIFTA. NGO Monitor, a watchdog on extremist nonprofits, notes that MIFTA has accused Israel of committing massacres, apartheid, summary executions of Palestinian youth and Judaizing Jerusalem. It has also accused Israel of ethnic cleansing of Palestinian Israeli Arabs. At the height of the deadly Palestinian Intifada campaign of suicide bombings and shootings, Ashrawi wrote the following in October 2001 of the carnage: "I see it as an expression of the will to resist, of the spirit of a people that will not succumb to coercion and subjugation. Popular protests and acts of resistance, political, human resistance, are necessary to demonstrate the people's will." The term resistance is usually used by the Palestinians as a euphemism for deadly terrorist attacks targeting Israelis. Ashrawi participated in the political leadership of the First Palestinian Intifada, which started in 1987. She served on the Intifada Political Committee until 1993. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem Bureau Chief and Senior Investigative Reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.